Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about the victory of the resurrection. Not simply the victory that Jesus achieved over death, but the victory that we have when we die to self and are resurrected to a new life, a life that's lived in Christ. And today we're going to spend a little time focused on a resurrection certainty and the confidence we can have in knowing what Jesus is doing in our life based on what he has done. Romans 6, verse 5 says, "If we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection." Paul writes the Romans and he talks about joining in the death of Christ, that our baptism is a burial that unites us with Christ in death. And he says, if we have been united with him in this way, if we have joined with him in death, then we will certainly be united with him in resurrection. And as we consider what life looks like, we discover that it's not simply an off in the future, when I die by and by type uniting with Christ. But it's a here and now. It's a living life. It's knowing that God is with us. When we begin to realize how God transforms us. And granted, much of it is a gradual process. There's often some significant change when we die to self and are buried with Christ and rise to walk a new life. And it's a change that should be noticeable to ourselves, that should be noticeable to those around us, but because we know ourselves fairly well, it's a continual process. There will be things that we discover that we've tried to hold on to, things that we'll discover that we have not crucified with Christ. And so it's that daily surrender, that daily recognition that I can't hold this any longer, that it belongs somewhere else. And being united with Christ in his death says, I have no more control. But being united with him in his resurrection says, I have value. I have a place. I have life. And knowing that God has called us to himself, he has made the way. He has conquered death. He gives us what is necessary for this life that is new. And so many times it's that day-to-day realization that pride has crept in, or that greed has crept in, or envy has crept in, or lust has crept in. Or maybe it hasn't really crept in. It's always been there. We've just kept it fairly well hidden until that moment that God says it's time to deal with this. And those things that we once held on to lose their power when we are dead. And when we are born into this new life, this resurrected life, the things that we value ought to be, well, somewhat different. And when we live this resurrected life, we live it by the power of God's Spirit. And we've been talking about that already this week. And so Paul writes throughout his letters to the churches of this tension and this battle that goes on between the flesh of mankind and the Spirit of God. And when we die to self, the Spirit of God is allowed to have the preeminent place in our daily life. And so instead of producing those things that cause division and discord and discouragement, we have within us produced the fruit of God's Spirit. And those things become signs of a type of the certainty that we have of being resurrected in Christ. When we're continually growing in love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, we know that those are the things that God's Spirit produces in us. Those are not natural things. And so our certainty becomes more solid. It becomes more real to us. When we live with a boldness that represents Jesus well. Not an arrogance, not a pride, not a better than you type of attitude, but a boldness that knows who we belong to and the value that that brings. We recognize that we're living that resurrected life, that we're living a life that's different. And so many times, God's desire is to use us in a way that is quite different from what we were when we were called by God, from what we were when we were called into relationship with Jesus, from what we were when we chose to die to sin. It's far different because we now have a different life, a new life in Christ. And there are times where God weaves the elements of our past in a way that becomes a testimony to His goodness, to His faithfulness, to His mercy, to His love. And there are times He calls us to use elements of that as reminders to others of how great the transforming power of God is. But He continually tells us to no longer walk in those ways because we don't live there anymore. We have a new address. We have a new life. We have a new purpose. And that purpose is to glorify God. It's to honor the one that gave us life. It's to lift up the name of Jesus, to make Him known. And when we live in this manner, when we live with a growing awareness of just how much we have been united with Christ in His death, when we take in that reminder that the old self indeed has died, and we look at what God is producing, we discover that not only is a new self being raised up by the power of God, but that we have a certainty that we are not only resurrected to a new life here on earth, but that certainty that we will join with Christ throughout eternity in that resurrection of the living and the dead. And what an incredible privilege. What an incredible peace to know that no matter what this life brings, that because of Jesus, I can know the resurrection. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. You could see us in our deepest need, and rather than be repulsed, rather than turn away, you longed for us to be made right with you. For us to leave a life of sin, a life that pleased self. And so you sent Jesus. And Jesus came and lived that obedient life to your will. An obedience that led him to the cross. In a similar manner, our obedience to you leads us to a grave, to die to self, to be buried with Christ. Not so that we stay dead, but so that we can be united with him in resurrection, that we can be born to that new life that you have called us to. That we can walk by the Spirit, not by the flesh. That our life would be filled with that certainty. That the doubt would be removed, that we would know the power of the resurrection. Not simply to bring the physically dead to life, but the even greater power that brings the spiritually dead to life. But Father, as we experience that spiritual life, we are made even more confident in the resurrection of the dead. That we have not only joined with Christ in this life here on earth, but that we are joined with Christ through eternity. As we have shared in his sufferings, as we have shared in his death, as we have been buried with him. So God, today, as we live life, may we live by the power of that resurrection. May we live a new life. A life that doesn't erase our past, but a life that is lived in an overcoming way that perhaps even uses our past to help others know the possibility for them to have a new life regardless of what dies. Father, help us to continually examine ourselves, to continually crucify the sin that creeps in so readily, the sin that we cling to, the sin that we try to hide. May all of it be crucified so that we are made clean, holy and fully, that we are acceptable in your sight. Not because we've become really good, but because we've been risen with Christ. And he has made us new. And Father, as we live that resurrected life, may we represent Jesus well. May we lift him up so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.